News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We do start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent. You do this for the History Alliance.
Yes, I do.
You do that. Anyway, her story today is about a crazy taxi ride into Juarez and back to El Paso with a kidnapped dude in the trunk.
A wild ride for a taxi driver and his criminal passenger. The former manager of Maine 1010 Taxi Stand and bondsman, Raymond Tellez, late one night decided to take things into his own hands when it came to dealing with Juarez underworld figure Policarpo Rodriguez. Tellez had signed a surety bond to the federal court for the release of Rodriguez after he was arrested in 1921 on a charge of passing counterfeit gold coins in the United States. But when Rodriguez is released from jail on bond, he leaves El Paso and crosses the border into Juarez, Mexico, thinking he would be safe there. Now, much to the dismay of Tellez, Rodriguez never returned to appear in court, leaving Tellez responsible for the $2,000 he promised to pay the federal court if Rodriguez did not appear. Tellez, undaunted, starts a search for Rodriguez with intention of bringing Rodriguez back, not only to justice, but to also get his $2,000 back from the courts. Months go by and Tellez finally receives a tip as to where Rodriguez is living in Juarez. That next day at 3 a.m., Tellez drives his taxi across the border to the address he was given, where he breaks into the house and finds Rodriguez asleep. Armed with only an iron bar, Tellez hits Rodriguez on the head, wraps him in a quilt, and tosses him into the trunk of the cab and heads back to El Paso. Just as they were crossing the International Bridge back into El Paso, Rodriguez awakes and shouts for help. The Mexican side bridge guards warn Tellez to stop, but Tellez sped away to a hail of bullets. A wounded Tellez and his criminal cargo made it back to El Paso, where Rodriguez would serve 2 years in prison for his crime, and Tellez, he would eventually get his $2,000 back. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
You do this all the time. You do this like once a week.
Yeah, once a week for everybody. I think it's a lot of fun because I love going through the old newspapers, and that's where I found this story. I was actually looking at another story I was going to use, but I found this one and thought it was much more fun.
Kidnapped dude much in the trunk.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah, well, the guy...
And the guy ran the border. They were shooting at him.
Well, the bondsman loaded him $2,000 to get out of jail, and then he took off across the border. What are you going to do? So he was becoming his own bounty hunter is what he was. I just think it's so funny. God. He went over there and found him himself.
That's pretty crazy.
Okay, so if you want even more great information about El Paso and the region's history, go to these Facebook pages, the El Paso History Alliance, a group of historians who promote the history and culture of El Paso and is managed by Max Grossman and Mark Stone. And the premier Facebook page of El Paso History is Remember in El Paso When, with thousands of pictures, stories, and much more. Managed by Barbara Givenbaney and her team of volunteer editors.
She's known as BGB.
BGB.
She is indeed. She's the chief administrator. She also has some new people. I don't have them correctly on the list here, but Bobby Hall is now one of them.
Oh, good.
And Margaret Smith, Rick Duncan, Paul Louis, Ken Weiss. I should update that list. Yes, I will, Barbara.
Bobby Hall's one of our lunch friends that we
regulars
usually every week.
Yeah,
I won't be at Pepe's today.
I'm not going to make it myself, I don't believe, but normally we go to Pepe's after this, and it's an interesting adventure out there.
Oh, it's
there.
Great
anyway.
People.
Okay, back to the history we're talking about. It's a mural. It's a mural that was interestingly created and painted by the people, a guy named Horst Schreck. And it basically depicts the lower valley of El Paso. So we have our three guests here, Tom Holmesley, Edie Lundgren, Mary Holmesley Brown. And the whole idea is that you guys are either related to the author or to people in the painting. Okay, the painter I meant. But anyway, all right, let's see. Mary, talk about some of the... We're going to put up some more pictures here, Andrew. Talk about another couple of these pictures here. We've got... to number four, Andrew, and see what you think about that one. It's an interesting look at a guy. Now, who is this? Who is this guy here?
That's my father. And I did tell you some things about him, but he was also involved in the soil conservation for 17 years and was chairman of the board for four of those years. And in one of those years, the El Paso-Hudspeth County Soil Conservation District got a state award. They won the state award for the best developments and improvements and
oh, neat.
That thing of the soil. What else do I need to tell?
Schreck was also.
Oh, and Dr. Schreck was part of that. He was in that group also.
All right, and to go to the next one up, that would be five. And who do we have here?
Well, this is A.J. Lum, and I don't know much about his life except that he was the U.S. soil conservationist that was assigned to the El Paso-Hudspeth County District. And we remember him coming to the farm and talking to Daddy a lot, but I can't tell you much about his life. And I'm assuming that he modeled for himself there. Dr. Schreck wanted this to be a composite so that you really wouldn't know who was who, but you can tell who's who.
like you said earlier, there were a lot of the same hats.
Yeah, same hats, same shirts. And there were four models, and there are, what, five figures?
One, two, three, four, five, six,
seven.
So some of them must have modeled for two pictures. Is there another picture?
Let's see. Go to the next one numerically, Andrew. See what you got there. And
okay. This is H.B. Mackendorfer. He grew up in Anthony, New Mexico, graduated from New Mexico A&M, and then moved down to El Paso, to Sleta. All of these farms, all these men had farms on North Loop. And he became a farmer, and then he also was a school principal in the Socorro School District for a while. He had to retire early because of a heart condition. And he grew cotton for a long time, but then in his later years, he had only pecan orchards.
All right, next one, Andrew, numerically.
He and his wife and I were college roommates.
Go ahead, put that one up. So this is the guy on the
where is
it? I can't see.
On the tractor.
Yeah, guy on the tractor.
Oh, the guy on the tractor. I think that's Mackendorfer. I think he must have modeled for that same picture because they look very much alike.
Well, that's an elaborate-looking tractor with stuff sticking all over the place.
Okay, that tractor
hoses.
Is a sprayer.
Ah, that's why.
Spraying the pesticides or fertilizers that they were developing.
So is that what they're cooking up in there?
Yes, in the center, the man in the center.
The very center guy's mixing something?
Say that again?
He's mixing something.
Yes, he's an agronomist, and he's mixing chemicals and also to develop the best. Well, they would take samples of the soil, and then they would determine what the soil needed, and that was what he's mixing up.
Oh, for like fertilizer
and nutrients. The
nutrients right.
That the soil needed.
All right, Andrew, next one in order. What do you got? Okay, this is the
brasero.
The worker dude. He's actually got a shovel in his hand.
Right. And he's mixing up the soil with all of this the nutrients that are available. But Dr. Schreck gave him the name Enrique Bautista Garcia Chavez.
Why not?
Now, he gave all of the men a name. He called what we say is our dad. He was a Dr. Phillips, and everybody had a name, but I think they're fictitious because I looked up, and none of the names are familiar to me, and I couldn't find anything about that. But that is, and did you want me to say something about the Bracero program? Or?
Yeah, good. What do you know about it?
Let me squeeze a question
sure,
in
please.
Real quick. I have one of our Facebook friends here. Is that Steve Ivey? And we were talking about the Ivey family
yes.
during the break. he wanted to know if you knew Charlie Gaither of the Gaither Ranch, south of Sierra Blanca.
Yes, I did. Yes, I know him. They were friends of my father's. I didn't know him real well, though. And they had three daughters.
Is this Steve Ivey related to Bill?
That's what I'm asking. He probably is. I'm assuming if he knew these other people, but I'm going to ask him right now.
There's a newspaper clip with Bill Ivey in it.
Oh, okay.
Next one, Andrew, what do you got? Oh, that's the mixing tight shot.
Yeah, that's the agronomist.
That's weird stuff. I mean, what are they doing in there? Okay, he's mixing stuff to put on the soil.
Right, mixing it up to the right proportions of what the soil needed.
But it also told them that the soil had to be rested, correct? Like there were times you had to plant either different crops or actually let the field rest.
They did. Did they rotate alfalfa?
Rotate.
They rotated alfalfa and cotton because alfalfa could put back a lot of the nutrients that the cotton would pull out of the soil.
Yeah, in fact, I'm seeing a lot of that in the Upper Valley right now. I'm seeing more alfalfa than I am the onions or cotton or even chilies in some places because I didn't realize that alfalfa fed the soil
better. Fed the soil better.
There we go. Non-farmer.
All right, guy, you got one more picture, Andrew? There he is.
And this guy, Dr. Schreck describes him as an unambitious man.
Because he's sitting down?
Sitting down, and he's just holding up a plant for everybody to look at. But that's a cotton plant, and he has his hand down on cotton plants. And it looks like there's cotton bulls there, but these plants are not mature enough to bear cotton bowl, but that's probably just symbolic.
So he's titled Unambitious Man? Oh, good Lord. Okay.
He's like looking at his finger going, there's a big sticker in my finger.
Now, about the hands.
Yeah.
Our dad modeled for every hand that's in there.
Oh, really? He must have had very telling hands.
Well, I presume that is a sprig of cotton.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, cotton is well, not so much anymore, but has been very big in the El Paso Valley.
Oh, it was, really big then. And our dad, and I think, was one of the first to introduce Pima cotton into the valley.
What does that mean?
It's a type of cotton. It was a long staple, more long staple cotton.
Ah.
Egyptian cotton.
Egyptian, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. Taking a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. Throw the number out one more time, Melissa, if you would.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Win your way to our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival, September 17th and 18th in Las Vegas. And win $1,000. You'll see
Billie Eilish,
Cheap Trick,
Coldplay,
Dua Lipa,
Florida Georgia Line,
J. Cole,
Journey,
Khalid,
Lil Baby,
Maroon 5,
Nelly,
Sam Hunt,
Weezer, a special guest performance by Phineas,
and more on the T-Mobile Arena stage in Las Vegas. Listen every weekday to win your way there and win $1,000.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text LIST to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. This spring, you can share your own observations about nature with scientists and play a critical role in scientific discovery by adding to their data collection. Discover more about citizen science programs such as monitoring weather, observing plants and animals, and more. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/Earth.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. So History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Let you know who's coming in here next week on September the 4th. We hear from the board members of the Celebration of Our Mountains. They have an extensive list of tours and events for the fall. They're now posted on their website. Jim Tolbert will be here, Eric Kappas and Paul Galvan. They'll be our guests. September 11th, we're going to review the history of three Catholic schools in El Paso and find some common origins. St. Joseph's, Loretto Academy, and Cathedral. And a hat tip to Raul in Northeast for suggesting that. Hour one on September 18th, Lydia Pagel from the Texas Parks and Wildlife talk about how the park is doing today, because I've never seen that mountain so green. Probably never will. Who knows? In hour two, we're going to hear about the Frontera Land Alliance, how they continue to work on Casner Range, and they have several other projects going on. September 25, Tom Lee Month, will be explained by Adair Margot and Holly Cobb, describing their upcoming events.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to the group Six Guns and Shady Ladies. Yay! They're performing today at the 2021 Northeast Regional Command Community Fair. They've got to have a whole bunch of booths, great things, food, people, entertainment, all kinds of great things. And they're located, the park is the Joey Barraza and Vino Memorial Park, and that's 11270 McCombs in the Northeast. And this will be going on until about 2, 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's where I'm going after the show.
Ah, there you go. Okay. All right, let's talk briefly. We got a few minutes here in this break. Let's talk, Mary, about you had a couple more stories. I don't know what. you know, one you can tell right now if you wish. This is not your first time on KTSM.
No.
Talk about that.
In 1935, Carl Weiler had a show where people could come in, tell a story, read a poem, do a comedy, sing, whatever. So my two cousins and I, and we passed the interview and were accepted. So we sang on the show. And
was he Carl the Cowhand back then?
I don't remember that.
Did he play a guitar?
Not on this show.
I wasn't there. So go ahead.
So I had to stand on a chair because I was too small.
Oh.
And we sang Have You Ever Been Lonely, Colorado Moon, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Oh, and but anyway, we sang on that in 1935.
All kinds of moral lessons there. Interesting stuff. Do you have any Facebook people to talk about?
Oh, Beattie Burdett says good morning. Daniel Lehman, he's in Tucson listening in. And Erica Marin, she's tuned in. Julie Nichols.
She runs a history museum.
Oh, that's right. No. Oh, Erica Marin. You threw me off. I'm jumping names here. Yeah, hi, Erica.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Blank. Okay, and then Julie Nichols Lee is listening, so she just wanted to say thank you.
Interesting crowd out there. All right, Tom, you got an anecdote to tell us. I'm sure you do. As you silence your phone, whoever had a phone going on there.
I was going to take a picture of my sister talking on the mic.
Okay.
But I'll do that in a minute. Actually, Mary has one more story about Dr. Schreck that I think that should be told, having to do with something having to do with our farm.
Well, Dr. Schreck was my dad's vet, and a cow was having a lot of difficulty delivering. And my dad never wanted my sisters and I to watch this kind of thing. But anyway, he came and we hid and watched him deliver this calf. But he had to, as we recall, I don't know if he put in a rope or chain, and he had to pull the baby calf out by the
by
the rope. But anyway, we got to see it, even though my dad didn't want us to be there.
Oh, my. You also had a tractor story.
Yes. My dad bought his first tractor in 1936. And when he went to the bank to get a loan, the banker kept questioning him about what he had already. He said, how many horses do you have? Plows, you've got all this equipment. He said, you don't need a tractor. You have everything you need. So he wouldn't lend him the money. But he went to a tractor dealership, and they sold him his first tractor and brought it home. Well, I was 9 years old, and I was dying to drive that tractor. I'd already driven.
I know the feeling. Yeah, absolutely.
I would have, yeah.
So I got on it, but it had a bank of plows in the back that could be up, lowered and raised hydraulically. But I wasn't strong enough to raise the plows. But no, not to worry. I was going down the field road, and my uncle was coming, facing me, and he had just put in a new little bridge over the field.
You plowed the bridge.
I plowed the bridge.
Ah!
I went over the bridge, and the plows pulled up every new plank that he had just done.
Oh,
well,
no.
The air was blue with him waving and his arms coming down after me. But anyway, I don't remember a punishment. I don't remember how we got the tractor back to the barn. But, yes.
You survived the ordeal,
survived.
Apparently.
Then when I was 12, I had my driver's license because kids at that time, if they lived on a farm, could get their driver's license. And I could drive in the city or anywhere. And Daddy had taken the tractor into El Paso to be repaired, but he didn't have anybody to drive it back. So he took me in, and I drove the tractor through the streets of El Paso and back down to the... And I thought I was really something. I thought everybody was looking at me.
Going 20 miles in a 50 or whatever?
Whatever, yeah. But that was my two tractor experiences.
Did you raise the plows that time?
I didn't. I'm sure Daddy or my uncle went back and raised the plows and brought the tractor back.
Wow, that's just incredible. Reminds me of my borrowing a truck the first time. I've never driven a stick truck with it on the column. I got stuck. My mom was gone, and I took her truck, and I got stuck in the middle of the boulevard.
Oh, my God.
Had to come rescue me.
Well, now, do you still want to go ride a tractor and drive it?
I do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Wouldn't it be a great place if they had equipment you could go rent and play with, and it really was big stuff? Probably break most of it.
Just goes over and says, I want to test drive a new one for my farm.
Yeah. You got one of those big backhoes I can work with? Oh, geez.
Incredible equipment, too.
You need instructions on that one. All right. Taking a break on the El Paso History Radio Show. Anybody looking at us on Facebook?
No, more than what I'd already said. So.
Fair enough. Back in just a moment.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Jiggy, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DinoVite.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DinoVite.com.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
This week, go to El Paso Inc. and find the latest in El Paso business news.
Two members of Congress were in El Paso last week and both addressed the crisis in Afghanistan and the incoming Afghan refugees.
Some of the region's most delicate crops didn't love the rain, but it'll still be a good year for grape harvest at area wineries.
The El Paso mayor flexed his powers last week by vetoing the city's plan to issue millions in debt. What's next for the city council?
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC7. Census numbers are in, and how is El Paso doing? That's the topic of ABC7 Extra Sunday night. Host J.C. Navarrete speaks to founder and CEO of El Paso Matters, an online news publication. He crunched the numbers and gives us a look at how we're doing. He also speaks to former State Representative Joe Pickett, who is no stranger to redistricting.
JC gives us a look at what the future may have in store for El Paso when it comes to representation and state and federal funds. It's an issue that affects us all. You won't want to miss this conversation this Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
We have our guests here in the studio today, Tom Holmesley, Edie Lundgren, and Mary Holmesley Brown. We had just discussed a couple of things we want to do. However, we got a couple of calls that just showed up here. Let's go to Shelby. Shelby, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone doing this morning?
Fine, Shelby. Thank you.
The air conditioning's working. We're good.
Well, hey, I just wanted to call in and say a few words about those farmers in the Lower Valley.
Please.
They were extraordinary people. When you go down the list of the Hillies, the Ivies, the Scoles, the Pindales, the Stallings, the Mackendorfers, the Surratts,
wow.
What they were able to do was to create not just an agricultural community, but a community that benefited everyone in the Lower Valley, the establishment of churches, school districts, Lions clubs,
yeah.
banks, women yeah. clubs, O.T. Parker down there at Isleta Bank, and all the families that they were able to help. The other thing that sometimes we forget, that World War II was fought with Lower Valley cotton. All of those uniforms that had to be made for those soldiers. That
oh, yeah.
cotton came out of the Lower Valley. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's an extraordinary story of community, and so we really owe a lot to those farmers and those farm families that are still down there. That make El Paso truly a gem of the world. And, you know, Jack Kerouac, when he wrote his famous book, On the Road, he was going through the Lower Valley, and he called it, this is the Valley of the World.
Wow.
And it was just an incredible place, and it still remains that way today. So I'm so happy that with the Holmesley family, we were able to come together and celebrate a true wonderful, I mean, magnificent heritage of our Lower Valley. It's an extraordinary place, as El Paso is. I've got a friend that calls it El Paso the hidden gem of the world.
And oh, yeah.
I think it's true, and it's because of the people that came in and turned that valley into such a remarkable place to grow up.
Oh, Shelby,
I have a lot of memories on Holmesley Trail because that's where all my Cowboys friends would go down to the Pfeiffer Arena and ride and rope. But anyway, I won't take any more of your time.
No, I just want to say thank you for calling.
All those folks.
And I share your thoughts about El Paso and the people. It's a very great group of people here. Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
You take care. All right, Ralph. We got Ralph on the radio. Ralph is there. Hey, Ralph, go ahead. Turn down or turn off your radio, Ralph.
Yes, sir. I sure will.
Please.
I'd like to from the Holmesleys to El Paso, okay? Great family. The Holmesleys, okay?
Yeah. How do you know them?
my dad came, immigrated from Mexico back in the 20s, okay? And Tom Holmesley there, his father, welcomed my dad to the dairy farm that he had. Okay?
Okay.
And our family grew, and we became a family of 12, okay?
Wow.
I'm also, you know, you're giving the names of the people that are listening to this program, but I got my niece, the older niece, the same age as I am, living in Oxnard, California.
Oxnard.
Listening to your program.
Great.
Oh, fantastic.
Great stuff.
Okay. She's a daughter of my older brother, Refugio Delgado Jr. He just passed away 4 years ago. It's a beautiful. We were brought up in the Holmesley tradition. My dad bought the farm from Tom Holmesley on Holmesley Trail. And we were shown the love and respect for Tom Holmesley and Frank Holmesley that lived on the same street that now is called Holmesley Trail.
Ralph, I want to thank you for sharing that with us. That's great stuff. Thank you.
Yes. I'd like to comment one more thing about the cotton, okay?
Sure.
That cotton that they mentioned about the Pima cotton, okay, that's the best cotton there is. It's Egyptian cotton, and everything, when you get that commercial from MyPillow, that cotton that they grew in Egypt is the same one that was grown here in the valley. It's got better, better fiber than anything else.
Well, thank you for that commercial. We do appreciate it. We will be sent.
It's not a commercial. I'm
kidding you.
Everything goes back to the Holmesley.
I'm kidding.
Wonderful people.
All right.
You can have it anything better in your program like the Holmesley people.
Great. Thanks a lot for calling, Ralph.
All right.
You take her easy.
I think we found a fan of your family.
Great fan there.
Oh.
We got another caller on here. This is Barbara. Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Yeah, hey there. I'm a much later person knowing the Holmesley Trail area. I came in the 1980s, been riding up and down that area for four decades, I guess you could say. Couple of things I wanted to add about Dr. Schreck. He played polo, apparently, at Fort Bliss.
Okay.
And I found a mention of a polo game. If the family wants to look on the digi wall, there's a guy named Featherstone that we had a bunch of pictures from. And Featherstone played against Shrek in some of those games. I don't know whether there'll be a picture of him, but it'll be that time period and what he was doing. One of the things I don't think y'all mentioned, Dr. Schreck took part in the competition for the courthouse murals.
Oh.
The one that Tom Lee did.
Oh.
And he came in second.
Uh-huh.
And the mural was about some of the older architecture in El Paso, I think public buildings and all. And it's quite interesting and quite well done.
Did he actually paint a mural of some kind down there?
No, he didn't paint it. He just did the sketches.
Ah, okay.
And there was an exhibition of the contestants held up at the museum at the College of Mines, Centennial Museum.
Oh, yeah.
But the sketch is quite interesting.
Very interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then the last thing that I just discovered last night, Melissa and Jackson, you may remember that three-part mural that was in the lobby of the History Museum that was kind of brown and gold, and it was a picture of an imaginary El Paso in the future.
Yes.
Do you all remember?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. I found a reference in the newspaper. Dr. Schreck did that in 1947 for the Rotary Club.
Wow. That's fabulous.
I never knew that all those years.
That's fabulous. Well, you are Barbara Angus. I appreciate your calling. And how's retirement?
Still me- messing around with history.
Well, good.
Ah,
you
good
need
for
to.
You.
You've got a lot of history.
Don't
yourself.
Go away because you're good people. Appreciate your calling. Thanks a lot.
And
yeah.
For reference for folks, what she meant by digi is the digital wall that
care.
Is at the History Museum in downtown El Paso, but it's also available online, so you can maybe go back and look that up.
Oh, yeah. I
find
mean,
that information.
You're right. If you feel
to.
Like getting digital, you sure can with El Paso yeah. History. That was one of the bond projects that worked.
Yeah.
It absolutely worked.
And you can post your family's history on there also. So it'd be kind of interesting to share some of the mural, the history on that. I think it'd be a great way to share with that. And that goes out all over the world. So
it is available everywhere. All right.
Oh, and I do have one person. Allison Lance says, hello from Utah. Your great niece. I think it's your great niece.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Yeah, she says she has great aunt. I love hearing some of my family history. Thanks for sharing.
Your people are everywhere. Just everywhere. All right. Shall we take a break now and come back? Yeah, Andrew says taking a break here. By the way, just
we're
one
taking
more,
a break.
One more time. Thank you, Andrew Polk. He's the guy running the control room. And the Facebook thing, he's got this bell. But anyway, he's Monday through Friday, Talk El Paso, where he takes no prisoners. He doesn't make any prisoners, but that's okay. It's Monday through Friday, Talk El Paso. We shall be back in just a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Are you ready for fall, but your house isn't? Luckily, Lowe's has what you need and the prices you want to get your front yard, backyard, every yard ready to host this season. Gardening and grilling and leaf blowing starts at Lowe's.
I'm Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League. Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is the presence of justice. Our friends at the Peace in the Streets Global Film Festival are introducing their Kids, Cops, and Kindness Equals Safer Streets initiative. And this promotes the United Nations 11th Sustainable Development Goal. I'm inviting everyone, 18 and under, to visit psgff.com to learn how to create a short video about how you envision creating peace in the streets and enter it into this year's Peace in the Streets Global Film Festival.
Alert.
Stop. Don't purchase a vehicle until you visit Viva Ford this Sunday.
Disruptions in the auto industry due to the pandemic have resulted in a shift of value of used and new vehicles in the market. We want to sell all of our used vehicles this Sunday
with pre-pandemic prices.
Our loss is your gain. Now, this is your chance to purchase a used car, truck, or SUV for a very, very low price. Vehicles starting as low as $1,999.
Payments as low as $199 a month.
Only
this Sunday
at Viva Ford, I-10 and Red Road.
Find the employees you need to get your business moving. Sign up with iHeartAdBuilder.com and create a custom radio ad to reach job seekers listening to stations just like this one. Get started today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
No one knows you like you. That's why iHeart is giving you your very own station, My Favorites Radio, where the only songs that play are the ones you've thumbed up, plus the biggest songs from the stations you listen to most. The more you hit thumbs up, the more personal My Favorites Radio gets. Trust us, the thumb spring will be worth it. You can even show off your amazing musical taste and share your station with friends. My Favorites Radio, only on iHeart. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one app.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a caller on the line, studio full of guests. But I want to let you know about the McGoffin home. They've had some water issues a week or so ago. If you want to go, you really should go visit the place because it's a fabulous place. Give them a call, 915-533-5147. It's a wonderful building, and it is a state historic site. Fabulous thing there. Okay, what you got?
Okay, I just want to mention that it's great news. Celebration of Our Mountains has a complete fall program of events for September through December and is now posted on their website, which is celebmountains.org, or you can Google it because it's a tough name. Or for more information, call 915-525-7364 and chat with Jim Tolbert. He's the head mucky muck over there at Celebration of Our Mountains.
That's for Diego.
Yes, for Diego.
Okay. And we now have Cito. Hey, Cito, you're on the radio. What's up?
I just want to say this is a great show as usual. I don't get to listen as often as I would like to, but I happened to be in my car today and being able to listen to the show and learned a lot about the Valley history and appreciated the description of the Valley. And I wonder if the city of the future looked anything like the city we have now. And I sure wish we could keep as much of that that green space in the Valley and restore as much of that as possible, because this region is truly a treasure, right? A beautiful green oasis in the desert.
Yes, absolutely. Ideally, I think one of our problems is there's too many of us.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. Anyways, that's probably a subject for a different show, but just want to say I appreciated hearing about the history of the Valley families and the development of the Valley.
Thank you for ringing up, Cito. You take
care. Bye, Cito.
Thanks a lot. You take her easy. Well, yeah, the Valley is inherent in this county. And if you live in the west side and don't think about that part of the valley, it doesn't really come to mind. But I remember my grandmother taking me as a kid. We drove all the way down past these three white Catholic churches, and she went to visit somebody, probably one of the people we mentioned. She was an original El Paso back in the day. But the whole idea of the valley and the history is fabulous. You had a story. Who had a story about what do we have a story about? The Soil Conservation District. Tom.
Oh, the news story.
The radio, there's clipping. I don't know if you have the picture of the clipping.
Here it comes, right here. Okay.
And in that clipping, this was the board at the time. On the right side, on the left of the picture is A.J. Lum, the U.S. Soil Conservationist assigned to the district. Then there's Ben Ivey, big farmer down in Isleta, G.F. Spindler of Esperanza, Tom Holmesley of Isleta, and he was chairman of the board, and C.F. Cook was from Fabens, and Myron Prager was the board secretary. And the reason they won the prize was because...
because they sustained cotton yield of 2 bales per acre and 6 tons of alfalfa per acre.
And that's big.
And that was big.
I mean, see, I'm a West Side city boy. I don't get right. That. But
it may have been double what they were doing before.
Interesting stuff there. The valley as part of our history is seriously underrated elsewhere, I think. You know?
Oh, it's an amazing place, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's the original seat of El Paso, or the governmental seat of El Paso before it happened to walk away to El Paso.
Well, that's true. I mean, the politics of Isleta and San Elizario.
Politics never change, do they?
Well, in this case, they moved up river. That's about it.
Oh, I did have Barbie Biederman. She said something about an ear story.
A what?
An ear story. Something about maybe with the dad with an ear problem. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you got us, Barbie.
We don't know what
family.
You're talking about, Barbie.
She stumped the family.
I can bring up something here about Waco Tanks. You've done a film about the Waco Tanks, have you not?
Yeah.
Well, our father and his family first moved to this area, Weed and Del City area, what they call Del City today, in 1903. And they would have to come to El Paso in a covered wagons a couple, two, three times a year to get supplies, as Mary mentioned earlier. Well, what my our we whenever we'd go to Waco Tanks, my dad would take us to the place where they camped out there on their way in by the Cerro Alto, you know, the big hill and big mountain out there. They'd come through there. He told us exactly the route.
I've been on that road. That's not a road.
Yeah, that's old Butterfield. That's the old Butterfield Trail.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So they would stop at a particular place at the Waco Tanks and show us the markings that, you know, how they had the graffiti of those days. They would chisel in some markings in the rocks.
It's artwork.
That's right. And so I just thought that would be a nice connection to the history that you've already told out there.
Well, yeah, Waco Tanks is on the way to a lot of places, and it used to be one of the main roads for a while. It was a stagecoach coming in, and I've actually, there was a stagecoach reenactment where they had kids and horses and...
The Hussman.
Huffman.
Huffman. Huffman.
But that whole thing was crazy. They reenacted it kind of backwards, but they put people in wagons and took them up that trail. The last I saw, they were heading down that trail. I guess they made it. Because the kids were from some from El Paso, they came back, but the whole thing was just crazy to go up into that region of that part of the county.
And I have an answer to what the ears was referencing to. It was to the mural. And
okay,
Kenneth
I know what
Bitterman
she's talking
just
about.
Told me that. Yeah.
All right, Melissa, tell us how you can go see this mural today.
Yeah, it's at the Fabens Airport off of I-10. You take Fabens exit going towards Mexico, you turn right and go south, and it'll be right off of Fabens Road. It'll be on the right-hand side, and you just go in there, and it's the Scove
hangar.
Where's
the airplane?
And there should be markings. There's plenty of signs marking it, because I've driven by on several
times. It's an airport. You can't miss
it. You can't miss it.
That's what he said, anyway, right? Fair enough. Thank you all for coming in. It's been an interesting couple hours here. All over the place, all connected to history, all connected to your families. And it's thank you for bringing it in.
Well, thank you for having us on.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Good to
thank
meet y'all.
Thank you so much. It's good seeing
and
you
and do
all
appreciate
again.
what you have as a history. And thank you very much for joining us here. Next week, we're coming back and doing this again. Are we not, Melissa?
Yes, we are.
I think we should do that because basically, if we don't do that, who's going to come in here? I think Andrew would.
Somebody come in. Fair enough. Somebody, yes.
All right. And Andrew, again, thanks in the control room for all the good you do there. Appreciate it. See y'all next week on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.